is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with a special episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I have a special treat that I know in the back of all of our minds, especially the men who've been divorced, have waited for. Now, before I get into this article that was sent to me by Jay White, let me go ahead and channel my inner Viggo from the first John Wick movie. It is not what he did, gents, that brings me such pleasure, but who he did it to. Ah, yes. Gentlemen, sit back and enjoy this thirst-quenching drink. Now, this article was published on the 8th of December. Gwinnett County man terminates ex-wife's divorce attorney, sets office on fire, police say. A Gwinnett County man is accused of terminating his ex-wife's divorce attorney and setting his office building on fire. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Lawrenceville officials responded to a fire on Stone Mountain Street at around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday night. After crews put the fire out, they found the body of attorney Douglas Lewis inside the building. Officials say they saw a man identified as Alan Taya, 65, walking away from the scene with burn injuries. Police obtained arrest warrants for the termination and arson charges against Taya. Court documents acquired by Channel 2's Matt Johnson showed that Lewis represented Taya's ex-wife in their divorce proceedings. Police said between 5 and 5:30 p.m. Wednesday night, Taya set Lewis's office on fire with a can of gasoline. Police found a gun on Taya, but have not been able to determine how Lewis died because his body was burned. Police said Taya was found with charred pants and hair from setting the fire. Johnson was in Lawrenceville Thursday, where he talked to Lewis's colleagues who said, "This is a scenario they all feared." Let me stop right there. Divorce lawyers know one day they're going to have a bounty on their head. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And believe you me, that day is fast approaching. Colleague Kip Shepherd said Lewis was a nice guy and a family man. Quote, unquote, "He was very personable, you know," Shepherd said. "He was always cordial." Shepherd said that outcomes like this are some of lawyers' worst fears. Believe you me, the fear has been thoroughly put into their hearts now and their minds. Quote, unquote, "I think it's something that every lawyer worries in the back of their mind," Shepherd said. Police have not released a motive, but court records show that a court hearing in the divorce was scheduled for next Wednesday morning. Taya is currently sitting in the Gwinnett County Jail with no bond. Well, 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 gentlemen, your wish, your long-awaited wish, has finally come true. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in his office building. Gotta give that one a 5. Method of execution. It says he had a gun. However, we don't know if he was actually shot to death or burned to death. However, I'm gonna go with the flames of fury for another 10. Psychological impact. Judging by what lawyers have actually said in this case, you can pretty much push that all the way to other family and divorce lawyers. They have received a wake-up call that they've all feared. So for psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 15 because now they know they're no longer invincible. And guess what? They can be touched as well. They can get got. And for the brutality factor, I gotta give this one a 10. So, Alan, the arsonist, Taya, gets a score of 40. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, believe you me, there are a lot of men who secretly wish if they can't take out their wife, they want to take out that divorce lawyer. Because think about it. Think about it. 9 times out of 10, this guy, Alan, was more than likely going to be ordered to pay the guy that he took out. So, in a sense, the lawyer was going to burn him in court. So, Taya decided to return the favor and burn him outside the court. Hey, I ain't shit, but guess what? This is reality. More and more men are going to put on the mask. More and more men are going to start taking matters into their own hands. And yes, all of these quote-unquote high-power lawyers and family court attorneys, guess what? They've been put on official notice. Because believe you me, this is going to go way further than this small town. A lot of lawyers are going to start looking over their shoulders now. And gentlemen, normally I would say that's not a good way to be, but guess what? Nowadays, I think that's a good way to be. Yeah, people like this need fear installed into them. But hey, a lot of these quote unquote high-powered lawyers think that they have their own personal security force in the police. But guess what? The police can't be everywhere at all times. Oh, no, no, no. But hey, their dreams have been shattered. Once again, going by what the other lawyer said, it is a fear that's always in the back of their minds. What happens if the guy that we screwed over in court comes back at us? Yeah. It's going to be no one there to protect you. Hey, a precedent has been set. There was a guy back in 2018, I believe, who actually shot and killed his ex-wife's attorney. But unfortunately, he took himself out after the act. But more and more instances like this will happen. But hey, it is what it is. These guys made a living out of burning men. So guess what? Men are going to come back and return the favor. And to all of you lawyers out there, believe you me, one day the power will go out. The legal system will not be there to protect you like you think it is. Like I always say, the only thing holding back a lot of men is the fear of imprisonment. But once a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And he will abandon all restraint when he does. Well, let me know what you guys think. And believe you me, if I were a lawyer in Illinois, I'd be getting the hell out of Dodge, because we know what's about to happen on the 1st of January. The purge will somewhat begin, and no one is going to be off limits. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.